This week on the Start Creating podcast, I give you a mini review about my new laptop. I talk about my ongoing health issues that I'm feeling fine, but it seems the rest of the family's a little bit loopy. And I dive into the idea that you learn much more outside of school than you do when you're in school. Set up your foundations, by all means, but you're going to learn much more when you're in the wider world. Here we go! Hello and welcome to the Start Creating podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you grow on social media, from YouTube to Instagram and so much more. I am your host, Alan Spicer, your YouTube certified expert. I have around about 12 years worth of experience in this industry, from web development to social media marketing and video editing in itself. This podcast will be about news, tips, tricks, and your submitted questions should you need any help within the social media space. So follow, subscribe, enjoy the ride, go out there, start creating. Hello and welcome back to the Start Creating podcast episode 20. Can't believe it. I keep going. Yeah, I've missed 1 week, but that's 20 weeks now that we've had the podcast. So thank you, everyone that's been part of it. Thank you for everyone that's leaving some really nice reviews on the iTunes store, in which I'll read one slightly later. It's really nice to see the support. It's nice to build a slightly more personal section to my media, because obviously if you watch me on YouTube at youtube.com/Alan Spicer, they're all tutorials. There's elements there that I can talk about things and maybe add a personal nibble to, but you get a lot more of Alan in the mix when you listen to the podcast over the YouTube videos. I used to do live streaming on YouTube, but that hasn't happened in a very long time, so that's where you used to get a personal slice of me. But it's much easier for me to think, formulate, edit and upload tutorials or rants or motivational topics, that kind of thing, on YouTube, and then just a much more sit down, relaxed kind of Alan on here, you know, with a cup of tea or a cat sat on my lap. So, quick life update. Everything seems to be going okay. Everyone around me, though, seems to be getting ill again. I'm a little bit croaky, but it's that time of year and I'm asthmatic, so I get a bit coughy. My little one is currently very coughy and kept me awake until 3-4 o'clock in the morning this morning, because I don't have the ability to nap through noises, and my other half's currently in the bath feeling sorry for herself. So, you know, laptop's doing well. For everyone that's left comments and commented, it is an absolute beast. I've started rendering a series which is how to get more subscribers on YouTube. It's a 5-part series, which I'll link, if I remember, in the show notes for the podcast. And I wanted to test how 4K worked, how it looked, how it was editing. On the laptop, it's an absolute beast. On my previous laptop, editing HD footage, a 5-minute, 7-minute clip would take about 15 minutes. The same 5 to 7 minute clip on this laptop takes about 3 minutes. The same 5 to 7 minute clip in 4K takes around about 5, 6, 7 minutes. So it's almost like for like, and it's in 4K now. So I'm dabbling with those to see if there's any kind of additional results. I'll let you know. I'll also be putting up a tutorial on how to render in 4K, very much like I've done a how to render in 1080p HD. And yeah, the laptop's amazing. It is a large investment, but I must say, the amount of legwork I've been able to do with it work-wise since I've got it, and it's only been 2 weeks, it's fantastic. I think the problem that I used to have is that if you're in the zone and you're editing and then you want to take a 5-minute break, so you don't want to waste that 5 minutes, so you click render. On the old laptop, that would mean 15-20 minutes per video. If I'm rendering 3 videos, that's 45 minutes. You kind of slip out of the groove. Whereas on this new laptop, if I render 3 videos in HD format, same kind of length, I could be away from the computer for 5-10 minutes, literally 5-10 minutes, go make a cup of tea, sit down, done, and then I can just keep going. And I feel that that doesn't knock me out of the zone so much, so I can just keep creating content. I was able to edit over 20 videos for a client in a 24-hour period, which would have possibly taken 2-3 days previously because of the stop-start process. I just feel much more motivated to do so. Now, I don't know if that's going to carry forward, but it means that I'm creating higher quality content in a similar amount of time, if not faster. So you'll get better quality. And I guess that's the advantage of upgrading. I mean, I don't have to faff around. It renders much faster. It edits better because I can scrub through footage and not have to wait for it to load. I guess that's the same for when I upgraded from my webcam to my Canon 200D. Instead of me having to upscale it, which then meant that I'm causing problems and rendering it longer, or the frame rate was wrong. You get the advantage of doing it that way. But anyway, loads of rambling. Thank you very much. I'm now going to read a review of my podcast that's been submitted by one of you people. Now, if you want to submit your own and get your name read out on the podcast, go to iTunes, search for Start Creating Podcast, and leave a nice review, or leave the review on your phone on the iTunes store as well. Once the review is there, we'll step into why I believe that you learn much more once you leave school than when you're at school, and why that's perfectly fine. As always, I love receiving reviews for my podcast, so I'm going to read one out for you. This one comes from Philip M. Russell. A gentle way of learning, Alan has the right mix of learning and conversation that makes the podcast interesting and informative. We learn not just about YouTube, but other social media, but also some valuable life skills. Thank you very much, Philip. When I first went to school, it seemed the most important thing in my life. You got up in the morning, your life revolved around it, your friends, your enemies, your weird people in between were always there. Everything in the UK is very funneled. So for me, it's you go through nursery to infant school. After a couple of years in infant school, you go into junior school. And then when you're around about 10, 11 years old, you go to senior school, which is high school. And then after 4 years, 5 years, you then choose to go to a college or a sixth form. A college in the UK is just higher education, whilst a college in America is kind of like a small university. And a sixth form does the same. Basically, it's that bridging gap between our actual universities and our higher education. Now, when you're in the system, which many of you may or may not be, you feel that that's the only thing that matters. Oh no, if I don't get my GCSEs, oh no, if I don't get my A-levels, oh no, if I don't go to university, then I won't get a job. Now, unfortunately, I lost my dad just as I started sixth form. So education at that point didn't mean much to me, and A-levels were really stressed at that time how important they were. The higher education that could spring you into university, and you know, that's when you go away and start a new job, or that's when you go away and start a new life in a different like county or anything like that. So with me, it was a bit different. I had to jump straight back into a job. I felt burnt out by education. Many people at that age do. They feel that all of their life they've been in education. Because frankly, it kind of is. Like, at 4 years old, you're at infants. And then at 16, 17 at that point, you're deciding whether or not you're going to do A-levels. And then at the end of sixth form, you're like 20, 21. So at that point, I understand that you feel like you've always been getting up, right? But I'd also highlight to anyone that is listening, please, please, by all means, if you get a kick out of education, if you like education, stay in education, right? At least up until just before university, because university is a very large financial commitment. Now, here's something that I must admit. I I wasn't challenged by school. I got to about year 10 and then I started getting bored. I realised that I could jack the system. I realised that there were certain teachers that if I bunked lessons, it didn't matter. There were certain lessons I realised that if I didn't go at all, I could still pass certain tests. It seemed common sense or easy within reason. So I started to leave school of my own accord. I mean, it's different nowadays. You have to be monitored. You have an attendance record. If it drops below a certain level, then your parents get charged and stuff like that. But due to my loss of my father just before the start of sixth form, I never really truly engaged in it. So I run a consulting business. I've been in the web development world and social media and tech industry for 10, 11, 12 years. But here's the thing that might surprise you. Because I just refused to engage, because I was bored, because it was, I felt at that time, easy stuff that I couldn't be bothered to learn, I failed my GCSEs in IT. I failed my A-levels in IT. And I mean, like, I got a D in IT at GCSE level. I think I got an E at A-level. Now, here's the kicker. I truly believe that although schools give you the framework to understand how to learn, although they give you the basics on understanding, you know, world history, and they teach you how science is and how maths works and how English should be and how you should structure sentences and how you should write letters, there's a lot that school doesn't teach you that you learn very, very quickly. And it's mainly social interaction. You need to learn how to be in a workplace. You need to understand how to balance your finances. You need to understand what tax and rent and stuff is. So I honestly believe that you need to focus on what's outside of education. You need to understand what you want to learn. Like, I've learned so much more in the last 10 years understanding what I finally want to do than I ever did in school. Now, I'm not saying that school isn't important. The foundations need to be there. Because if you're unable to have a study structure, if you're unable to understand how to learn something, if you're unable to retain knowledge, then you'll have a problem. I seem to have the opposite end where I retain a fair bit of knowledge. I've always joked that I'm full of pointless crap. If someone asks me stuff, I can pull it out for general knowledge out of nowhere. And I think that's pure and simply because I got to a point where I wanted to engage my own brain. So I watched the news every morning. I watched educational videos. I was never much of a reader. But nowadays, I listen to a lot of podcasts or I watch a lot of YouTube videos that are educational. Once you know what you want to do, once you know your learning style as well, then you can gorge on it. I understand if you're burnt out if you're at school, because it's spoon-fed to you. They don't really engage you. One thing I've learned recently is my other half works within the childcare profession, and there's two types of childcare. The one that you're used to, or more than likely used to if you're my age, in which, you know, you went in and the kids in the morning were going to do Play-Doh, and at midday they were going to do pasta shapes, and then by the afternoon they're going to do cuddly toys, and it's all set out and they all learn quite well, rather than free learning, which seems to be a much more positive environment for children these days, where all the toys are set out, they pick their own, they engage, you then engage with them whilst they're engaging. You never tell them what they're doing next. You kind of embellish their world, and the results I've seen is fantastic. That's the same with adults. Imagine how much that, and maybe you can even go back. Remember, what was the first thing you did 3, 4, 6 months after you left school? You went into a job that hopefully you liked, or reached for a book that helped you study, and then you started developing your own brain in the things that you were interested in. How's that any different than a toddler reaching for that block because they want to play with that block, rather than doing the structure that they've been given? The structure being school for so long. And especially nowadays, unfortunately, I feel that schools are very much results driven. You're sat there, you're given a timetable, they're told, here you go, right, you've got 18 months to learn this syllabus. I would have loved to have gone through more Shakespeare at school, but because we were in a certain half of a year, that half of the year learned Romeo and Juliet and Julius Caesar, was the other half of the year learned Much Ado About Nothing and Midsummer's Night Dream. Now, don't get me wrong, I was never a huge Shakespeare fan either, but I would have liked the freedom or choice. But then it's slightly harder to teach a classroom of 35 boys, 6 completely different plays and their nuances. So I appreciate that. So what I guess I'm saying to you is, even if you feel you're a little bit behind, I promise you, you learn so much more as an adult. Because you're engaged, you want to learn that thing, or you have a motivation behind it. You'll need to learn that forklift license to earn more money. You'll need to learn how to do that health and safety to earn more money. In my case, I started as a salesman in a web development firm. I then learnt the ins and outs of how to run a web development firm. I then learnt social media as it was growing up. I mean, my development over the last 10, 12, 15 years, from being a hobbyist that really liked the idea of community forums when he ran a wrestling fan website, to now, when I've just passed 1 million views on YouTube for my YouTube educational content. I'm about to hit 10,000 subscribers in just over 2 years. Growing an educational brand is really hard, but on top of that, it's got a business built on top of it, where I now have clients contacting me, I do work for them, or I have sponsorship arrangements with companies or retainer agreements with people. And all of these skills were not taught to me at school. Especially in this industry, like IT, when I remember back in the day, you know, here's a good old story. I remember back in the day when I left junior school, I was one of the bright kids in the school that knew technology quite well. But even then, we was using, like, 286 Windows machines, 286 being, I believe, the RAM, right? 286 megabytes of RAM? Maybe even wrong, right? Megabytes, not gigabytes. The hard drives were horrific. The processing speeds were terrible. Yes, using Windows 95, if you was lucky, or Windows 3.1, 3.11. I went to a tech fair as one of the 6 bright kids, and that's when this brand new upstart called Tim Henman was playing at Wimbledon, and we walk around this giant hotel having a look at all of the new tech innovations that are around. I can't remember any of them, if I'm honest, right? But they're all firms handing out free t-shirts and free rubbers, and all we did as kids is we just wanted a load of freebies. We got post-it notes and pens and pencils and sharpeners. We go around every day just picking up all the freebies, right? But what we did is we worked on a web page, one single web page, and it was loading in Netscape. And we were just writing the story. Do you ever do it as a kid where you wrote a little bit of a story, you folded it over, you handed the paper to a friend who carried on a story, who folded it over, handed it to a friend? We did that just on a web page, very basic HTML coding, and it went up just like a weird blog back in the day, the early birth of the... And that was in 95? See, 95, 96, something like that? In 96... there was no YouTube, or very, very, very just starting, right? In 96, there was no real blog movement. There was no TikTok, there was no Facebook, or at least Facebook. No, I don't think Facebook's been around. I may be wrong. I may be wrong on the years there, but that's like 20, 22, 23 years back now, maybe longer. So, you know, there was certainly no Twitter. The smartest thing you had was a Nokia 3310, if that. I mean, there was no way that they could have taught me at school the things that I'm currently doing now. The analytics, the social media, the interaction. So, I strongly advise you to get the best basics that you can out of school. Learn how maths work, learn how to write articles, learn how science is, learn engineering, physics, learn psychology maybe, the understanding of people. Because if once you can unlock what other people are thinking or doing or what their motivation is or isn't for doing things, then you can understand them better in business. But you will learn much more outside of school than you will ever learn inside school. Because you've got to think of it. At the point that you leave university at the age of 22, 23, by modern term medicine, you've got another 3 whole of your lives left. You know, we're looking easily nowadays, like, I know it sounds weird, but if you're in your mid-20s, due to medicine, we may all be living into our 80s, 90s and 100s in the next 50 years. I'm only 35. If I had 50 years to me, it's 85. Sounds like a good innings, right? So you've got lots of time on your hands. If you can invest 10, 15 years at school in your education and then another 10, 15 years in the real world learning your craft, then you're only 35, 40 and you've got another 60 years to mill about and make money. Now, I highly advise that you look at university and juggle it. I never went to university, but I still earn a fairly good wage. But that's because I did the grind. There's nothing guaranteeing you falling out of university and immediately getting a job. There's many of my friends that haven't. I've got a very, very good friend, a fantastic brain, right? She does really well, beautiful lady, bubbly personality, passed her university psychology degree with flying honours, and she's a manager at McDonald's. So it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to invest money and get a high-flying job. And in the UK now, you're looking at £9,000 a year. So that's 27 grand in fees. And then you've got to think lodging, and then you've got to think food. You're walking out of university with 35, 40 grand's worth of debt, some is student fees. Or you can leave, once you've got the American equivalent of a GED, you know, GCSEs or A-level, and then start at the bottom and work your way up in a firm. Learn your niche, understand the market that you want to be in, and grow from there. But keep learning, but remember that you'll learn much more outside of school than you do inside school when it comes to practicality. And create that future. Build what you want to do. Go out there. Start creating.
Thank you for listening to the Start Creating podcast. If you want more tips, tricks and advice from Alan Spicer, that's me, then go to youtube.com/Alan Spicer and subscribe. You can also find me on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. See you soon. Go out there, start creating.